All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, cool. As The Simpsons has taught us, mankind has always loved its buildings, but at one point the buildings say, no more. I'm here in the big city, and they're demolishing some buildings, probably to put up, you know, horrible generic condo cubes. And they have the great plungers, you know, like they do in cartoons.
Of course.
They have a series of them. They're setting up to demolish a building, but I've taken the wires between the plungers, mixed them up, and put a single game at the top of each of these buildings.
I mean, so we're going to have to dig through them to get that sounds really inconvenient.
We're going to leave that to the heroes.
Oh, okay.
The firefighters.
Gotcha.
They're going to do that. As long as we salute them on their way by, they'll do it.
I bought a t-shirt.
I plan on telling them that there are people trapped in there, but they've all been evacuated.
Yeah, no, it's probably good, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It seems heroic to me.
I'm just going to grab this one over here, third one from the left. And why don't we go for it? So I'm just going to just push down
whatever that song always plays during buildings exploding.
1812 overture. Yeah.
1812 overture. Yeah. 18 over 12. The fractional overture, aka the 3/2 overture.
Dream drop distance. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to reduce your overtures.
Oh man.
All right. And here comes the rubble.
Kaboom. The building.
Mr. Firefighter, sir, there are kittens and puppies and babies and other firefighters buried over there. Do you want to go save them?
Run and help.
And I salute you.
He's running. Yeah. He's going to be real angry.
Work for me. I pay your salary.
John Q. Taxpayer.
Okay. Going through the rubble.
Mm-hmm.
He's caught building long. He can't speak. And he's signing to me, though, that he could not find a person, but he did manage to find a Nintendo 64 card.
Oh, no. I'm seeing here. Rampage 2, Universal Tour.
Mm-hmm. People hate these games. I'm in for Rampage. Let's fight.
Okay. Yeah. yeah. Let's fight. Well, I'm not going to jump right into it. We have intro matter to do.
Yeah, of course. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name's Cole Ross.
And welcome to Out of Suffering. Be sure to stay tuned after the credits for a sneak peek of our new financial advice podcast, Cole Gary Cole Ross, 138 uses of the word fuck per episode.
Yep. Per minute. It is more unlistenable than usual.
Don't take financial advice from me. My financial advice is stop paying your student loans. The world is going to end. Don't do it.
You might as well arrange deck chairs an iceberg. Yeah. This week, we are talking about Rampage 2 Universal Tour, sequel to Rampage World Tour for the N64, part of Midway trying to bring back old properties in the late 90s. This was demanded by our patron, David, who says, young teen me loved this back in the day. Possibly the best example of a type of game that is tons of fun at first, but gets repetitive quick. Enjoy.
I would, as a Rampage defender.
Okay.
I agree.
Yes.
These games take like 4 hours to beat, and there's about an hour of fun in each one. and that's not a great ratio.
You would for anything else, you would never apologize for that ratio. Oh my God.
No, I mean, but you just play for that hour and you stop.
Oh, okay.
Or you play in the arcade. It's an arcade game.
Yes.
Like, I love dropping a quarter into Rampage, or two quarters, or three quarters, and just going through a few towns, and I have a blast.
I drop a quarter into Rampage, and then it could be because I think that I like this game, but then I realize the controls are real stiff, and everything's just kind of samey. It's the same rough heuristic to take down all the buildings. It is
the same level over and over.
Yeah, and the stiffness of the controls. You know, like one could argue that there is a diegetic reason for that. A gigantic monster would be, you know, moving around awkwardly, probably, you know, it's heart would explode because of the, you know, the square cube law, right?
These things only live for 9 months.
Right, right.
It's actually brief candles. It's extremely sad.
But they burn very bright. Bright enough to take down cities, right? So, like, maybe there's a bit of that lumbering. It's very, it's way too stiff for me to feel like I'm having fun. You know, as far as, like, just destroying a city should feel better than this to me.
I think that the reason it's not diegetic, the reason it feels like that, I think it's because they haven't updated the controls since the 1986 arcade game.
Yes.
That it plays exactly the same. That stiffness doesn't bother me. I don't know why. I don't want it to feel fast and fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that would feel worse to me. I don't want to, cause then it would be more skill based than it is. Like, it, the Rampage is weird to me. Like, I find Rampage hard to categorize. I've talked about that before.
Yeah.
It's an action game. It's kind of an order of operations puzzle.
Right.
Like, a little bit. There is an optimal order to do this. If you watch speedruns and stuff of it, there are tricks.
Mm-hmm.
It's about managing your health. So managing the speed in which, you know, the longer you stay in the level, the more damage you take. You want to minimize that by destroying buildings faster, but you also need to take breaks in order to eat and try to, you know, get health pickups, and you're balancing those two things.
Yeah.
I feel like if it were faster, it would be like more skill based and combo based. Like, it would get updated like Pac-Man Championship Edition or something.
I can see that. Yeah.
You know, and I like this as a bygone era.
Yeah.
You
know,
this to me, even the new versions of this are in the mappy hole for me.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, and there's kind of an X factor to this, which is that, you know, I generally play these games alone, you know, if I'm firing it up in an emulator, and like, even if I, you know, ended up with this game on a rental, or if I got the game cause I was interested in the premise, I would still, you know, just generally don't play a lot of games with people. If you're playing this with two other people and you're splitting the screen and one person's dealing with the army people on the ground, like, that instantly makes the strategy much more interesting to me. I can see that being a good deal of fun. It wouldn't override the stiffness of the controls for me. It just feeling really unpleasant to, you know, translate intention into action, but that would raise the letter grade in a way that all co-op does, but specifically like this kind of, you know, arcade experience co-op does. There's a big difference between playing X-Men for arcade by yourself and playing it with five other people, right?
Yeah. It's one of the reasons why when like Arcade 1-Up put up the cabs of that, like, yes, that is a beautiful object, but like the idea of me just playing the X-Men arcade game alone with unlimited quarters is really depressing.
Yes.
You know, like that's suicide watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something you do before the end.
Yeah.
You know, this is more fun with people. You also have that competitive cooperative angle.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can punch each other. When somebody goes down back to their human form, you can eat them.
Yeah.
You know, there are little bits of trolling and stuff that are fun, in the chaos. It's also something too, that with Rampage, I like this much more with digital controls than an analog stick.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the sloppiness to me comes across with an analog stick.
It feels grid based. It feels grid based, like Tomb Raider does.
Yes, it is grid based.
Yes,
like, you know, the buildings have individual nodes that can be smashed out.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not aligned with one of those, you just kind of do general building damage.
Yeah.
You know, the most fun I have had with Rampage, even though it is again repetitive, the ratio is not great.
Mm-hmm.
Is the NES Rampage,
which
has the right. You know, it doesn't have the badass tone that this does.
Mm-hmm.
This has a lot of attitude,
yeah,
in a way that's pretty intolerable. and it doesn't have it has the classic monsters, which I like more than this, you know, trio of fuckwits. and it has digital controls, and I think it's a game that, like, the crime, it's like Gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
Like Gauntlet Legends, which, like, if you play that now, playing that with unlimited quarters at home is also fucking depressing.
Yes.
You know, that's not a good game.
No.
Like, I played a lot of Gauntlet Legends for N64. It's horseshit. It's an arcade game. You know, it's a quarter muncher.
Yeah.
You know, Midway was not doing a good job modernizing their shit around this time, but they're all games that I think work really well in their 8-bit incarnations.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I can understand that. I'm more amenable to the Gauntlet. Yeah, that feels fun to play to me. More so than this one. But they're different games,
Have you played it recently?
I mean, I'm thinking of the original Gauntlet. I'm not thinking of Gauntlet in 64. I've not played it recently. Yeah. No.
Original Gauntlet's very good.
Yes.
Original Gauntlet is a fun proto dual stick shooter. Mm-hmm. Stands up really well. Me and Derek put a couple bucks each into Gauntlet Legends when he was visiting. And it's really bad. Yeah. It is too zoomed in. It's really cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is constantly just like, you know, I think the first chest you open has a Grim Reaper in it, just as a quarter tax.
Of course.
You know, if you forget, it's really garbage.
Yeah.
There's a bomb throwing jester.
Yeah.
Like, man, I don't care for that.
It's wild to look at what Midway was doing around that time. Compare it to like what Sega was doing, you know, like, I mean, 1999 arcade was Sega at the height of their powers. And then you just get this garbage. Yeah.
Yeah. Midway was trading up nostalgia.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, quite a bit. And I think that the story of this, pretty annoying. They forgot to write jokes during the newscast sections.
Yep.
Yeah, they have this delivery method for jokes, but jokes don't happen in there.
Yeah, we have a quote from the mayor that this could never happen again. We are too prepared. I'm now getting, you know, like with a voice delivery, I could see that being enough, but not just as text.
Sure.
Yeah.
No. A Ted Koppel looking motherfucker or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I generally find this smash all the stuff gameplay like pretty fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It is good to me.
Yeah.
You can turn into a big lobster like creature. That guy's gross.
Well, I mean, so I was going to bring it into this. I also agree. I don't like the rhinoceros monster, the rat monster. Don't like the design. Playing as a gigantic lobster though. Is chef's kiss to me.
Or whatever his name is great.
Ruby is its name. Yeah.
I love Lobstros.
Mm-hmm.
Lobstros the Ruby. And you can rescue an alien from Area 54.
Yeah.
A weird Cyclops thing. That's kind of fun as well.
His name's Mucus.
Yeah. Yeah. He's kind of fun. The one after this, they travel through time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're running out of ideas.
they can travel through time to do the same level over again if they want.
Yeah, except there's a pyramid every once in a while that you have to kick.
Oh, cool.
You know, which is the thing I could do in real life if my Kickstarter ever gets funded. But it's a Kickstarter. It's specifically a crowdfunding to let me go kick different monuments around the world.
So it's found at Kickstarter, but no, really.com.
Yeah, startkicker.com.
Startkicking.com.
Yeah, I love it. I generally think these are good arcade games.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird that they were ever home games. Even the NES version, which is the most fun I had when I rented this and played it two players, the ideal way to play it, we still got bored.
Yeah.
You know, you eventually, this runs out of steam. It is made to be an arcade game and should never have been brought home.
Yeah, I can agree with that wholeheartedly. With a quarter of worth of investment and 10 minutes in it, it is acceptable to me. And like I said, I am charmed by the premise of this. Not necessarily going to watch kaiju movie really, but like, I'll be a big monster destroying buildings. That's
that's a big difference than watching it.
Yes.
I can't get into watching it. I've never landed with kaiju movies, like Godzilla movies and stuff, or King Kong. It's never seemed good to me.
Mm-hmm.
But doing it, like Rampage VR would be pretty fun.
Rampage VR would be really good.
I could imagine that being great.
Yeah. Or Godzilla Destroy All Monsters Melee is a fun one. Incredible Hulk Ultimate Destruction. Prototype. I think you can do some building destroy in there. Red Faction Guerrilla. All of these are fun games where you take down a building or two, you know?
I'm a hair away from putting Ultimate Destruction on my WAF vanity list.
I'm worried that it won't hold up, but I'm curious to look back and see. Yeah.
It the problem is it gets too difficult in the end. But since we'd be playing on an emulator, we could cheat past that, no problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
When that game sings, it's pretty fun to like tear a bus in half and turn it into boxing mitts and then skate on another car down the street to like throw tanks and shit. Like, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, it is. That is a joyously creative game. The best piece of Hulk media to me, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. I think so too. I don't think they've made the Hulk cooler than that.
Yeah. Well, then again, I've not watched Thor Ragnarok. I understand that's good, but
he's fun in that.
Yeah. Dedicated Hulk media, let's say.
Yeah. He's half of that. He's puny Banner. Mm-hmm. Did you know that the Incredible Hulk operation variant has you remove a puny Banner from Hulk? And it's a little flag. Isn't that cute?
Oh, that's very cute.
Yeah. I saw it in the store and I'm like, that's fucking darling.
Yeah. is Incredible Hulk operation easier because like operating on something big is easy?
Nope. He's scaled down to the regular operation size.
Oh, wild. So I am a Hulk doctor. I am more massive than the Hulk in this.
Yes. You're an Eternal, or you're one of the Celestials, and you're doing surgery on one of the Hulks.
I am Galactus, consumer of worlds. Yeah,
I am Galactus DDS. I'm gonna take care of Hulk's teeth.
Mm-hmm. I'll
Galactus
be
DDS.
I will be in a little bit. The Silver Surfer will see you first and get your vitals.
He zooms in your mouth. One of those mirror. Hello, I am the herald of your dentist.
That's the only fact I know about the Silver Surfer is that he is a harbinger for Galactus.
Yeah, he works for Galactus for some reason.
Yeah,
his real name is Norrin Rad.
Like as a play on NORAD.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just Jack Kirby.
Yeah,
Jack Kirbying it up.
Yeah, revealing that he is an alien who has never thought of a name. Just unfamiliar with names. Yeah.
Commandy, the last boy, his other creations.
Commandy.
Commandy, the last boy.
I've got a little bit of Wikipedia said at best here for Rampage, just real quick.
Okay.
Cause I was just doing a scan. They're talking about the gameplay and they're just, mentioning the different landmarks you can take down. They talk about in Washington, D.C., the White House and the U.S. Capitol can be destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
In the game, you start in Salt Lake City and you destroy like five White Houses. It's amazing.
Well, let's be honest. Most of the houses in Salt Lake City are White Houses.
Heyo. Yeah.
They're racist.
Yes. Very white. Very white place. In New York City, the Chrysler Building, Empire State Building, and the World Trade Center can be destroyed as well. The game having been released before the 9/11 attacks in 2001.
Yeah. They didn't erase them like they did Deus Ex. So that's another like tag this game gets. Like if you want to live that fantasy, you get to.
Yeah. Any like, game made like even just a year later than this would have had to mod those in, right?
Yeah. The monsters would stop and have a brief moment of silence at the two spotlights going up in the air.
This is even weirder to me because the sentence continues, and in Chicago, Illinois, the Sears Tower, now known as Willis Tower, can be destroyed as well. Why is that a why do they have that as a correction?
Willis Tower doesn't have the hyperlink. It hasn't been called the Sears Tower since I was a kid.
Yeah. Because everybody still calls it the Sears Tower.
Those little bits of local, destroying local stuff.
Uh-huh.
The levels are very similar, but you do end up with some specific landmarks.
Yeah.
And that's real fun. It was fun to me to destroy the Sears Tower on the original version of this because I had been there.
Yeah.
And the original version of this starts in Peoria, Illinois,
mm-hmm.
which was not far from, I've driven through Peoria a million times.
Yes.
So that there's a little bit of joy to that. What about Rampage Google Earth? Right, like it uses the actual like Google telemetry or whatever to give you photorealistic versions of the cities.
You get those Google has them, Apple does them as well. They're generating 3D models of the buildings and stuff, so just apply some destructibility.
That'd be great.
You got VR. Have you gotten high and flown around in Google Earth, like revisiting old hometowns and stuff, looking at old houses that you lived in?
100% I did. Oh. It was the most emotional I've gotten through that medium.
Oh, it's amazing.
Going to visit my hometown and wander.
Yeah. It's amazing. I've gotten like just way too dizzy to feel like I'm standing upright high and been in there and just disappeared and become a god flying through a dead frozen world.
Yep. A god who only wants to see what kind of signs were in the windows of my old houses.
Yep.
You know, the people who lived before me had a Black Lives Matter sign in the window.
They tore down the apartment building that I lived in the summer that I lived in New York, and they replaced it with a magnet school. So that's fun.
And, yeah, which does the one that I use, the app that I was using for, is called Wander.
Ooh.
That was on sale during Black Friday week, and it allows you to go back through time. You can go back to 2009.
Oh, shit.
The images. So that was real fun because I could look at places, you know, before I had been there or when I was still there.
Oh, that's good. I'm curious about that. I need to fire that up and give it a shot because I want to see what my house looked like. The house where, that I live in now, because my house was a drug forfeit. It was bought, the people who bought it before me and flipped it got it at a police auction. So I want to see what kind of fucked up stuff was going on here.
Like Jesse got Saul to buy it on the down low. And they didn't disclose there's a meth lab.
I was unaware of that one. I had only done it on the Google Earth, like the one through Steam. So.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I haven't hooked my headset up to Steam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, VR is weird. Like, I've had some fun with it.
Yeah,
it's also something I very rarely feel like doing.
It's the
like I've been hitting it about twice a week for an hour.
There's friction to getting started with it.
And ergonomically, it's not.
I suppose that's what I mean. Like, is it charged? Like, do I feel like putting this on? Are the cats in a place, like, are they in a mood where they're going to, you know, not mess around with this or be freaked out or get in the way, you know?
It strains my neck a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's heavy in a way that's not super comfortable for long periods of time. Like, it's simultaneously better than I thought it would be and what I thought it would be.
Yes.
You know, like, the games that I've played with it are fun, but they have the monkey's paw of, like, I can only really play for about 45 minutes before I'm kind of done.
Yeah. For your cash.
You know? Yeah. So I don't regret it, but it's also not the, you know, I'm not fully sold on it just yet. Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff is great. Resident Evil 4 is really neat to move through. Makes me feel like I'm going to puke even with all the safety settings. And it's really, really hard that way, but it's super cool.
Yeah.
To look at those spaces from new angles.
Yeah. Stuff. Yeah. No, I'm getting the Quest 2, for Christmas. You know, because I found one on sale and I was like, here, family, all of you just go in on this. Yeah. And it's only one thing to wrap. There you go. I'm very excited to try RE4 on VR.
It's neat. Mm-hmm. It's super neat. And then the Room VR, which I think is on all of them. That lends itself very well.
It's amazing. Pistol Whip is real good. Autica is a good one. Good.
So Pistol Whip is under the music game heading on it.
It's not really a music game.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't found a VR game that has music I want to listen to.
That's the thing. You know?
Yeah. It's all garbage, absolute trash tier music.
Yeah. Like Beat Saber is fun, but even the music you can sideload from mods is all like electronic dance music adaptations of, you know, stuff. It's weird. I've gotten over that a little bit. Autica, it's like Beat Saber, but with guns and shield kind of thing. The music in that is slightly better than Beat Saber because it's harmonics doing it. And, it's fun to shoot those targets in time. You feel like John Wick. Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that. VR games are also very expensive.
Yes, that is absolutely true.
Beat some of the stuff that I've already bought before I get anything new.
Absolutely makes sense to me. Yeah.
But it's a shame that nobody has taken, I mean, this would be the most boring thing to spend the rest of the episode on this Rampage Universal Tour, but it's a shame that nobody, you know, very few people have with musical chops have taken the VR thing because like, I want like Rhythm Heaven VR.
Yes. Yeah.
Like just give me catchy songs. Stop trying to make me feel cool through techno music.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, this is
that's just embarrassing.
This is a soundtrack to a movie that I really wouldn't want to watch. Yeah.
Yeah. What is this? The soundtrack to like Run Lola Run? What year is this that you're listening to this kind of techno?
Yeah. The only acceptable one is if I could buy a full album pack of that Mortal Kombat album made by Lords of Acid.
That'd be pretty. I mean, they're lords for some reason. You know, they didn't just buy a square foot of Scottish land. They're not the Lairds of Acid.
That was a good one. Oh man, I'm sure there is Scottish EDM, and I am sure that it is unbearable, just like most of it is.
Yeah,
you know, which I say that,
I don't want to listen to EDM.
I say that for taste reasons.
When there's synthwave available,
yes.
Why would I ever listen to EDM?
Mm-hmm.
You can listen to the same thing, but with a melody.
Yeah. You know? Melodies are good. Yeah.
Melodies are great. It's one of the best parts about music.
Yeah.
It's really up there.
Yeah. Oh, we're old. Just demanding. We're like that. That is a step away from saying it's rap. They're not even singing. They're just talking.
Yeah. But it's an important step away.
Yeah.
You know, it's not saying it's not music. It's just saying that, like, this isn't the taste.
This is missing a crucial element to me. I understand it as art, and I respect that there is skill made, that there is skill involved in doing it well, but given my choice, I would not listen to it. And it is a bummer that there is no rhythm music game, specifically in VR spaces, that doesn't cater and is not built around it.
Yeah. Isn't built for ravers from 1998.
Yes.
Closing us out here, there's some good Wikipedia or good game facts stuff. I have two things I want to draw attention to.
Okay.
One is very short. In the message board, someone just said, "Are we truly alone?" And then the content is, "Are we alone in the universe?" No replies. 3 years ago.
Yeah. Whew. Oh, that's
a spicy meatball.
Yeah. I remember 2018 when we thought that's as bad as it was going to get.
Yeah. Oh. And then we get in the review section by L. Jones, I can only assume is Leslie Jones from Ghostbusters Answer the Call. The creators of this game could have made it a smidgen more better. This review is, the writing on this is really out there.
The creators.
I'm going to read the first paragraph here, or part of the first paragraph.
Okay.
Okay, .. I'll summarize this game in about 5 words. This game is really bad. Now, you're probably wondering why I gave it such a bad rating, being, you know, period, no space. Being the lenient person I am, comma, I examined every possible way to give this game a grade higher than a 3, .. Looked there, comma, nope, .. Sound, nope. Replay value, nope. Graphics, nope. Storyline, yes. That's the only thing that saved this game from getting a 0, plus the fact that it's pretty fun.
Oh, what? Wait a minute. You're saying the game is fun. Why is that not the, like why is that the an sound afterthought isn't good to enough. You? Oh, no, not the sound.
I mean, he says, you know, they talk about how it does get boring. You know, at level 122 or something, you start to get bored.
Wow.
You're probably even bored way before that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway-ism, you're probably wondering what makes this game so bad. So I'll give you my ratings for every single category of the game, .. Remember, this is just my opinion, so don't send me mail bombs or anything. If you particularly like this game, !, which seems impossible to me, !, well, anyways, colon. It's a fucking nightmare.
What a hemming and hawing. This is a transcription of a book report from somebody who didn't read the book.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
The very last thing. Sorry about my rude comments about the game. They were all truthful, unfortunately. Ta-da, darlings. E-Wiz. Signed, E-Wiz.
Signed, E-Wiz.
Yeah.
I'm looking
fucking
at
fucking nightmare material.
Oh, wow. That was done contemporaneously, too. Rampage World Tour, 11-1-1999. They also did all three of their reviews were 1999. They did a 3-star review for Quest 64, which sounds about right.
That's generous.
Yeah.
Three stars.
Oof, yeah. Three out of 10.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then, they have a 10 out of 10 review for Link to the Past. I have only one word: that's flawless. Fine. Yeah.
What can people do if they like this show? Cool. We have a recording appointment after this, and I have to go use the bathroom.
We do. Yes.
Ending us on time.
Yeah. If people like the show, they can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv and kick us a few bucks a month. You get bonus episodes of this show, whole bonus shows, and you make the entire network possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Remind me whom sponsored this.
This is David. Thank you, David.
Thank you, David. We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to be like David, you can do that at Patreon. You can also leave us ratings reviews on Apple Podcast or Podcast Addict.
Yeah. And until next time, It's weird that this episode was on topic for a lot of it.